this isn't a workshop just on getting people in quickly, but it's making sure that you get the right talent in quickly to hit on the mission that door and the work that you need them to do. So it really is about all of that that you said.
Okay, so let's first of all talk about how people can get involved with the workshop. Then let's talk about what the workshop's about.
Yeah, certainly. If you go to the partnership's website, ourpublicservice.org, you can simply click on to attend the workshop. Again, this workshop is specifically for federal agency representatives to learn more about how they can do timely hiring.
Okay, and what is it about exactly? What are people going to see when they get there?
Yeah, what we've done, Amy, is really worked hard to make sure that this isn't just the same old, same old. So what we're attempting to do is really focus on really five different areas that agency representatives really need to focus on when they're trying to bring people in again, hiring the right people in a timely fashion. And, you know, there's a lot of different reasons where now this is actually an even more important discussion than at other points as well. You know, a lot of new mandates that agencies now have, expanded programs because of new budgets, stimulus funding in and of itself. So all of those things really have contributed to a need to grow your talent. And again, we're hoping that this will help agencies better meet that need. So the conversation around workforce planning, planning in advance to identify where the talent shortages are, what the organizational needs are. If you don't start with your workforce planning, at the end, again, you may actually get somebody in very quickly, but they're probably not going to be the right person to actually contribute to the mission of the organization and do what really needs to be done. So we're going to be looking at workforce planning. We're going to be looking at recruiting and marketing. Again, the right candidates at the front end, keeping the hiring flow and the process in a timely manner will help to ensure the success rate. If agencies are doing a good job in their recruiting and marketing, the issues of both volume of applicants and the quality of applicants are ones that will be manageable as well. You really will get the top talent in the door.
I guess there is a lot of pressure that managers are under. Not only do they have to get that top talent in the door, but they're under the mandates, their programs are expanding, the stimulus funding. It's like drinking out of a fire hose.
Yeah, it really is like drinking out of a fire hose. And oftentimes, whether it's government or any other sector that's trying to hire, when suddenly you've got new programs or expanded programs that you're responsible for implementing, our approach is often one that let's get people in here quickly. Again, what we're emphasizing in this is, yes, you've actually got to focus on timely hiring, but the actual hiring process in and of itself is only one step of that. So you really need to think through first, what is it? How do I plan to get the right people in place at the right time? And then there are steps to follow after that. How do I ensure that I'm actually attracting the right candidates to apply for the position? Really, again, that recruitment and marketing. The assessment piece, how do I ensure that the folks that we're selecting are actually the best people for the organization and for the job? Again, it's not simply enough to get them in quickly. How do I ensure that they really are the best people for the job? Some of the other things that we're going to be looking at in this workshop as well, Amy, are some of the things that, frankly, for the applicant or those going through the process, you know, should probably not see a lot of. And that's kind of behind the scenes. How do I staff for these positions internally? What's my team that I have to get together that can, in fact, react and be proactive to whatever my hiring needs are so that when we get those applications in place, when the applications start coming in, what's our process for actually assessing them? Who's involved in that process? How can we actually streamline that but also, again, ensure that we're getting the right people? And, of course, as we've talked about before, it doesn't end when you actually bring them in the door. How do I make sure that every new hire is fully engaged? What we don't want to do, again, is get good people in the door only 6 months or a year from now to have those folks turn around and say, you know what, this isn't the right job for me. This isn't the right environment for me. I'm leaving. I'm going somewhere else. So how do you hang on to them?
Is that a classic managerial mistake? Once you get them, you sort of, phew, all right, next, and you kind of forget about them?
I think that's particularly an issue when you're trying to bring in folks quickly and trying to quickly ramp up your efforts, is that we oftentimes look at there are a couple mistakes. One is we tend to simply look at volume of applications as an indicator of our success. We've gotten 1,200 applications for 150 positions. We're set. Not necessarily. Are they, in fact, the right 1,200? In some respects, you'd be better off getting 250 applications that are really the right applications for those 150 spots than a 1,200 application scenario. The second piece, as you indicate, Amy, is that you bring people in, you take that big deep breath. Okay, we got our 1,200 people, we got our 2,000 people, we can sit back and relax. Wrong. If you don't engage them, if you don't use that, if you don't really have a good onboarding process in place, which oftentimes we look at as simply, mistakenly look at as simply an orientation, it's got to be something much more vibrant than that, where you bring them in, you make them feel as if they're part of the team, and you're beginning to engage them for a long-term career with your agency.